You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Kendra from Embrace to talk about what the month of May stands for.
May is recognized for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Month, and it's really a time to honor, remember, and advocate for Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit relatives who have gone missing or have been murdered at alarming rates. And so we like to bring attention to this because it's something that's just not talked about, you know, and people say like, oh, it doesn't happen here, not in my backyard. But like you said, this is something that's very relevant right now with the missing woman up in the Lac des Flambeaux area. So I just wanted to share some statistics today and bring awareness to that because it is happening here. And actually for Indigenous women, murder is the third leading cause of death. And Native women also face murder rates, so that's more than 10 times the national average. And even more alarming stats here to continue is Indigenous women in the U.S., 84.3% have experienced violence in their lifetime, 56.1% have experienced sexual violence, 55.5% have experienced physical violence by an intimate partner, and 48.8% have experienced stalking. So just outrageous numbers, really, in the community just isn't talking about it enough, so that's why we like to go out in the community and raise awareness around this because it's something that families are struggling, women are dying, relatives are dying, and it's important that we talk about it and bring awareness to it.
This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., over in Glen Flora, there's a Hawkins Cupboard Pantry Food Drive. Artisan's Outlet is collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items to donate to the food pantry. As an added bonus, for every donation you bring in, they're willing to give you a 20% off coupon to use on one full-price item. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at Artisan's Outlet in Glen Flora. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. Brittany Marlowe tells us more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
The Wisconsin DNR would like to remind you that there is very little time remaining to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. You only have until the end of this month, that is May 31st, and those applications can be submitted online. And the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The season will open on October 18th. Once again, you only have until the end of this month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license, and applications can be submitted online. Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m., the Flambeau River YMCA invites you over to the Shawamigan School District Auditorium for a performance dance recital. Their youth dance program participants have been working hard and would love to see a full auditorium. You can witness a variety of fun and energetic dance performances of many different styles, including ballet, hip-hop, jazz, and pom. All ticket and flower sales will go towards the 2024-25 annual support campaign, which funds the membership for all programs. This campaign is vital in providing low-cost membership and program scholarship opportunities. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online. And don't forget to visit the concession stand while you're there, where the Shawamigan track and field team will be working hard to raise money for the repairs needed to the track complex. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 31st at 1 p.m. over at the Shawamigan High School Auditorium. Two garbage trucks in Madison have a new look, and as Savannah Tomaelson explains, it's all thanks to a toddler.
4-year-old Fred sent a letter to the mayor's office asking for a different color trash truck to collect garbage in his neighborhood. He even said, quote, "I would prefer a purple trash truck or a rainbow-colored trash truck. I love the blue one, but a new color would be exciting, too." Well, the mayor's office got with the streets division, and they decided to try something. They had local artists create pieces for the sides of the collection trucks. Officials unveiled the two works that are now on the trucks. One is of the Madison skyline. The other is of a turkey exploring a Madison neighborhood. The pieces will stay there on those two trucks, and they're currently on duty. There are even coloring pages of the works of art available for parents to print. Kids can make their own masterpieces and send them to the Streets Division. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been your local news on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive.
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband Aaron into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well, and now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy-drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 70 for a high with wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a few showers, low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 52.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.